in our debates. On behalf of Governor and Senators, I commit that our debates will be distinguished, will be deliberate, but will also be diligent. And I so pledge, Madam President, to you, and to our colleagues, and to this country. Thank you.
Chair recognizes Senator Honorable Ellsworth Johnson.
Madam President, it is my esteem and distinguished pleasure to rise on behalf of opposition senators to congratulate you for your recent appointment as president of this august body. It is my prayer and our intention that the God who we serve would bless you of Solomon, that you will continue to conduct the affairs of this house with fairness, objectivity, but most importantly, as Solomon requested of the Lord, that it would be done with the justice that would bring fair play to every behemoth, both great and small. Your service is legendary, and I've heard about it, and I want to commend you because I'm quite certain that you will continue in that vein. And as leader of opposition business, I've committed, we too commit to our God first, the Bahamian people, and to this place, that we will conduct ourselves and we will distinguish ourselves with fairness, objectivity, being guided by the rules of natural justice. And so I wish you every success. And for us, I reiterate what my learned friend, my learned colleague has said. We have the obligation to be fair, to be impartial, because we represent every Bahamian throughout the Commonwealth of the Bahamas. And most importantly, we represent this constitutional democracy, not just locally, but internationally. So we commit to bring the distinction that we stand on from those past and now present, because we've been given a very prestigious battle, and we promise and we commit not to let our forefathers down, but most importantly, our present and our future, who's watching from home, our legacy, that is the young people. I thank you, Madam President.
Thank you, Senator the Honorable Ellsworth Johnson. I now invite honorable senators to elect from amongst yourselves a senator to be the vice president.
Madam President, I rise to nominate Senator Keenan Johnson to be the Vice President of the Senate.
Madam President, I second.
It has been moved and seconded that Senator Keenan Johnson be elected Vice President of the Senate. As many are in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, say nay. The ayes have it. The motion is carried. Senator Keenan Johnson has been elected Vice President of the Senate. Senator Keenan Johnson, I congratulate you on your appointment as Vice President to the upper chamber. I look forward to working with you in this capacity, as we have worked previously in other capacities. And I thank you for being here. And I thank you for your commitment to public service to the Bahamian people. I now appoint the following members to be a committee to wait on Her Excellency, the Governor General. Senator the Honorable Kevin Simmons, Senator the Honorable Kino Wong, and Senator the Honorable Ellsworth Johnson. Excellency, that the Senate has proceeded to the election of its president, and I, J. Lachelle Adderley, has been so elected.
And welcome back to Guardian Radio AM. We just had the opening of the Senate. They was listing the Senate President, Senate Vice President, and the members. Today is the opening of the House. Of course, this is C.A. Nuri, and I should be your host for today. I thought I had a free day. In fact, I already got my computer out. I started surfing the net, taking pictures of those who were dressed. And all of a sudden, Kermit said, you know you're working today, right? I said, what do you mean I'm working today, Kermit? Oh, it's a holiday for me. I just here to listen and to write notes and to talk about it tomorrow. He said, no. We can just hear the Minister of Justice and we can hear the Senate and you would be on. So I'm looking at him and he was looking at me. And I was looking at him and then he was looking at me. And I was looking at Kermit and I said, but you serious? And he said, yes, I am serious. You're coming on. I said, but I don't even have my notebook. I have nothing. So I had to run downstairs. I'm kind of out of breath. I am here now. Now I have to construct an entire show. He said, I have to construct an entire show on this. But as hosts, we always have things prepared. So I am here. Kermit, do you know I was invited to the opening of the house? Why I ain't going? Because I had nothing to wear. The wife and I got, at least the wife got invited and I got as a plus one. But they officially put my name on it. Usually when the wife get invited to things, they normally have her name, full stop, no invited guests. Or her name plus one, meaning that anybody could come with her. Or it have it Mr. and Mrs. Nuri, right? But this time, they had her name and they said, Mr., and they give my real name. So they know who I am. And they say they want, in fact, they ask, they say, make sure that your good husband comes, right? And so when I got the when we got the invite, it was after I'm trying to make sure I get a good time. It was like 3 o'clock. And I'm saying, how do I get ready? See, not my wife, because she always ready. I mean, she has clothes galore. But how do I get ready in a matter of hours? Am I barber about to close? I have good African hair, Kermit. I'm not sure if you understand what that means. I have good African hair that has not been brushed or corralled in about weeks, 3 weeks of hair just growing. I need time to get ready. I need to make sure that I have a new shirt, not a shirt that are being worn to be pressed. So I said, wife, if you have the clothes to go, you could go. And she said, man, she got to do makeup and whatever it is. So at the end, we decided to decline, to the disappointment of those who invited us to attend. And I always, because I even text my mother and showed a picture that my name is on this invitation. I always wanted to go to the opening of the house. But I had to decline because I need at least a day's notice. Women should have a day's notice to prepare themselves, to say, well, we're going to do makeup either the night before or we're going to do the makeup early. How these parliamentarians, surely they got at least a week notice. But I didn't know I was going. I did not know where I was going. So hopefully next time, they'll give me a chance to go and give me some notice so I can prepare myself. I just happened to be off. I could have called in and said, Aaron, host the show. I go into Parliament. But no, I am here now. Today, I have one or two things I wanted to read into the record, especially since I thought it's going to be a lot of speeches. And that's one reason why I declined too. I said, can I wait 3 hours of speeches just to get access to Atlantis food? And I said, I was weighing the balance. I said, well, I got hobnob with some parliamentarians and take some pictures. You know, this is a picture thing. I see there's a number of pictures. Anyone saw Michael Barnaby's speech? I mean, his outfit, what he wore to the House of Assembly today? Did you see it? It was an interesting outfit. It definitely drew attention from the media. I'm sure that he will definitely make the news. And is there a protocol on what wives, husbands, parliamentarians, Senate should be wearing today? Or you could just wear anything, right? I'm not sure. But this is what I wanted to read today. I wanted to read a list of names. Okay. This is the cabinet for the Progressive Liberal Party. Back to the House. Keep on going. Just watch you. You saying, Kermit? I got to be watching Kermit and reading at the same time because we're going back and forth to the opening of the House of Assembly as we do this speech. And I'm just plugging in the meantime. But the cabinet for the Commonwealth of the Bahamas will be Prime Minister Philip Davis, who will be Prime Minister. Then it'll be for Deputy Prime Minister, Minister of Education, Science and Technology will be I, Chester Cooper. And we're moving back. So we're moving back to the, you know, some watching the hands of Kermit to make sure I do not go over time. And I'm still trying to read. So forgive me, listen, audience. This is part of the job. This is part of the job that we do as we try to be professional as we do two things. And we leave in right. Am I staying?
I proceed. Okay. I ask for your indulgence to first acknowledge the grace and providence of Almighty God, whose continued guidance we humbly seek in the discharge of our duties to this honorable house and to the people of the Commonwealth of the Bahamas. Honorable members, this day marks the reassembly of Parliament following the prorogation and dissolution of this honorable house, and the conclusion of a general election in which the Bahamian people have once again exercised their democratic right. In doing so, they have entrusted this new parliament with their confidence, their expectations, and their hopes for the future. It is now our solemn responsibility to justify that trust. This parliament stands firmly within a long and unbroken of representative democracy. It is an institution shaped over generations, sustained by the confidence of the people, and renewed in each parliament by those within its walls. We are today the custodians of that inheritance. Honorable members, I wish to extend my sincere gratitude to the constituents of the great constituency of Bamboo Town for once again affording me the privilege of serving in this place. It is for them and through them that I proudly serve. To my family, thank you for being my bedrock. Even in the harshest of times, when my name entered unknown spaces, you carried me the most with your comfort and prayers. I also extend appreciation to all honorable members who have been returned or newly elected to this parliament. Your presence here is the product of public trust, and with it comes a duty that is both solemn and shared. Carried me through this journey. You are the real champions. I further extend gratitude to the parliamentary staff, the clerk, and administrative officers of this honorable house, whose diligence and professionalism continue to sustain the effective functioning of this institution. To the right honorable member for Cat Island, Rumkey, and San Salvador, I extend acknowledgement for the role played in the formation of this parliament and for your continued service, sir, to the Bahamian people. To the leader of the opposition, the honorable member for Marco City, and to all members of His Majesty's loyal opposition, I extend recognition of your place in this chamber and the constitutional role you are entrusted to fulfill, as am I. Honorable members, I'm humbled once again by the confidence placed in me to preside over the proceedings of this House. I undertake this response commitment to impartiality, fairness, and fidelity to the rules and conduct of this Honorable House. The authority vested in the chair exists not for personal discretion, but for the protection of the dignity, order, and proper functioning of the Parliament. The rules of procedures are not ceremonial duty documents. They are the foundation upon which orderly debate and legislative responsibility rest. I expect that they will be observed in both letter and spirit. Honorable members, the privileges afforded to this House are profound, particularly that of freedom of speech within these walls. These privileges are preserved not by their existence alone, but by their responsible use. It is the duty of every member to ensure that what is protected is not diminished by misuse. In the conduct of business, decorum, attendance, I will repeat that, in the conduct of business, decorum, attendance, punctuality, and respect for the chair are not off. They are necessary conditions for the proper functioning of Parliament. I expect that the proceedings of this House will reflect the seriousness of the mandate entrusted to us by the Bahamian people. Honorable members, elections have concluded and the people have spoken. It is now for us across all sides of this House to proceed with the work of Parliament in a manner that reflects the trust that has been renewed in this institution. As a Parliament, we do not as isolated voices, but as one institution charged with the responsibility of national stewardship. The work before us is not symbolic. It is substantive. It requires discipline, seriousness of purpose, and respect for the responsibilities we each carry. Honorable members, the future of every Bahamian will be shaped by the decisions taken in this chamber. They are inheritors of the outcomes of our deliberations, and they are entitled to expect that we will act with clarity of purpose and commitment to national progress. In closing, let us approach this new Parliament with hope for what may be achieved, unity in the face of our differences, faith in our collective responsibility, and resolve to discharge the duties of this House with seriousness and integrity. Thank you. I now invite honorable members to elect from among yourselves a member to be the deputy speaker. The chair recognizes the honorable member for Pinewood.
Thank you, Madam Speaker, and I congratulate you on behalf of this side on your selection as speaker.
Thank you, honorable.
Madam Speaker, I rise to nominate the honorable member for North Eleuthera to be the deputy speaker of the House of Assembly.
Thank you, honorable member. Is there a seconder? The chair recognizes the honorable member for Central and South Eleuthera.
Madam Speaker, I rise to second the motion.
Thank you, honorable member. It has been moved and seconded that the honorable member for North Eleuthera be elected of the House. As many are in favor, will remain seated. Those opposed will stand. The honorable member for North Eleuthera has been elected deputy speaker of the House.
Honorable Member, I congratulate you, and I now invite you to make remarks.
Good morning, everyone.
Good morning.
Good afternoon.
The chair recognizes the honorable member for North Eleuthera.
Thank you, Speaker. Good afternoon, everyone.
Good morning.
Oh, it's a beautiful day.
I'm in trouble already.
Honorable members, good morning. I would like to first thank God for another opportunity to serve the people of North Eleuthera. To the residents of North Eleuthera, thank you for believing in me and for once again placing your confidence and trust in my leadership. And friends, I'm always humble for your unwavering love and support throughout my political journey. On behalf of the House, let me welcome all members, old and new, to those returning. Angliston, welcome back. To those joining us for the first time, congratulations on earning the confidence of your constituents. The people of the Bahamas have spoken, and now our responsibility is to serve them. Our responsibility is to serve them. I pledge to carry out these duties with fairness, integrity, and dedication. As Deputy Speaker, my role is clear. I am here to uphold the standing orders, to preserve dignity of this honorable House, and ensure that every member on both sides has the opportunity to be heard fairly and respectfully. I look forward to working with the Speaker and the Clerk of the Parliament and his staff and all of you to ensure that the business of the House proceeds smoothly and efficiently. May our deliberations be guided by wisdom, fairness, and a commitment to the people we represent. Thank you. The Lord be with you.
Thank you, Honorable Member.
Conducive to good and democratic governance, that the business of this Senate, whenever and wherever possible, be opened to and conducted in the presence of as many people of the Commonwealth of the Bahamas as practicable. Be it now therefore resolved that this Senate adjourns to meet later today in the presence of Her Excellency. As many are in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, say nay. The ayes have it. The resolution is agreed. This meeting is adjourned. We will now proceed to the Imperial Ballroom and the presence of Her Excellency.
We see that the upper chamber has adjourned, and it will next meet here at the Atlantis Imperial Ballroom, mm-hmm. and that's where the Speech of the Throne will be done by the Governor General, mm-hmm. Dame Cynthia Pratt, mm-hmm. And prior to that, we heard a charge from the newly reelected House Speaker.
Yes, yes, Mike.
And welcome back to Guardian Radio AM. I am still here. We just finished listening to the newly elected Speaker of the House, who was elected again is Miss Patricia DeVoe. This is her second term being the Speaker of the House, and also elected is the elect for North Eleuthera, Sylvanus Petty. He will be the Deputy Speaker of the House. The charge she gave is said she maintained that there must be respect inside the House to appreciate her position and the rules and laws of the House. That should be interesting. I'm excited for her. She seems to be excited about the job as usual. So I'm very much excited for that. But before we went on break, I started to read all of the names from the Member of Parliament. As we continue that, I'm going to repeat the two names that I called firstly. The first name I called was the Honourable Philip Davis, who will be Prime Minister inside this cabinet. He doesn't seem to have any other ministerial position. He was going to be the Prime Minister of the Bahamas alone. Secondly will be Mr. Chester Cooper, who will be the Minister of Education, Science and Technology. After that will be, they say, meet the cabinet will be Glenys Hannah-Martin, who will be Minister of Tourism. Fred Mitchell, who will be Minister of Foreign Affairs and Immigration. Stressing the position of immigration, because a number of people did not know included in the Ministry of Foreign Affairs this lap. Michael Halkidis, who is the Minister of Finance. Michael Darvill, who is the Minister of Health and Wellness. Continuing the list will be the Honourable Mr. Clay Sweeting, who will be Minister of Works, Family Island Affairs. After that will be Mr. Keith Bell, Minister of Housing and Land Reform. Land Reform is an interesting position also, and I think that will be empowering a number of Bahamians in terms of getting land and opportunity and access to land. After that will be Minister Wayne Monroe, who will be Attorney General and Minister of Legal Affairs and Leader of the Government Business in the Senate, right? Previously, Mr. Wayne Monroe was Leader of Government Business in the House of Assembly. After that is Jobette Colby-Davis, who will be Minister of Energy, Utilities, and Aviation. If I'm not mistaken, you could correct me and text me, I think aviation fell under Ministry of Tourism the last go-round. So Miss Jobette Colby would be Minister of Energy, Utilities, and Aviation. After that is Miss Ginger Moxie, Minister of Grand Bahama. She's before. Secondly would be Mr. Mario Boleg, who would be Minister of Youth Sports. Note that culture is not connected to Ministry of Youth Sports at this present time. Mario Boleg will be only Minister of Youth and Sports. After that is Mr. Jomo Campbell, who remains and maintains the Ministry of Minister of Agriculture and Marine Resources. Then there is the Honourable Miss Pia Glover Roll, Minister of Labour, Public Service and NIB. She maintains that position. That's Pia Glover Roll. Then there's Mr. Miles LaRota, who has the position of Minister of National Security and Leader of the Government Business in the House. After that is Mr. Zine Lightburn, who is the Minister of the Environment and Natural Resources, noting the Ministry of Natural Resources. I think the Ministry of Natural Resources came under the Office of the Prime Minister, but you can correct me if I'm wrong, you can text me and correct that. Then we have the Honourable Lisa Ramuel and Community Relations. It's a new ministry. That's Miss Lisa Ramming, Minister of Urban Renewal and Community Relations. I think this can be the upkeep of the various communities around the Bahamas. I'm kind of excited about this position. I expect some transformation in the whole Bahamas regarding that. Then we have Mr. Leon Lundy, who is Minister of Transportation. That's Leon Lundy. Then we have Miss Leslia Miller Bryce, who is the Minister of Culture. This is a new position, Minister of Culture, Arts, and Heritage. It's an interesting ministry, especially when you add heritage to this ministry. So I'm hoping that they go and define what all that implies, and so the entire Bahamas can embrace that. Then we have Mr. Sebastian Bastian, Minister of Innovation and National Development. This is a new position, new ministry also, and we understand what innovation is, how does that apply to all of the Bahamas, and what is national development. I'm assuming that they'll go in their tour and explain their ministry, especially regarding national development. I think that has something to do with our national plan, and we know that we've been working on our national, the entire ministry, it seems, who will be dedicated in implementing some of the goals and objectives of the national plan. So that's something to celebrate and to watch. Then we have Mr. Jerome Fitzgerald, who has returned to frontline politics. He is the Minister of Economic Affairs. And I assume we had that ministry before, right? It's like a support to Ministry of Finance in terms of new investments and stuff. But I assume they'll go in detail and explain that and explain his mandate also. A senator. And there has been a lot of debate on senators receiving positions and how many senators we now are substantive ministers. But we have Miss Barbara Cartwright, who served as a Secretary General of the Progressive Liberal Party, is now Minister of Social Services. So congratulations to her. We have Mr. Barkus Rowell, who is the Minister of State. We're now moving to Minister of State. Minister of State in the Ministry of Social Services. So he'll be the support to Cartwright. And we know that social services need help and support. And it's great to see that they have two ministers involved in that so they can share roles and make sure all of the Bahamas Bahamians are able to get service properly. Then we have Wade Watson, who is the Minister of State in the Ministry. Kind of unclear, I couldn't read it. So you could correct me, but it looks like it's immigration and national development. Okay, I know what it is. He's a Minister of State for the Ministry of Innovation and National Development. I can make that out. So he'll be supporting Mr. Bastian regarding that ministry. And like I said, it's a new ministry, so I'm kind of excited about that and how it will benefit the Bahamas. You have Mr. Leonardo Lyburn, and this is unclear. I'm still trying to see. He's also Minister of State. Okay, I can read it. Leonardo Lyburn, who is the Minister of State for Agriculture. Okay, I got a new text. Let me see if that was saying. Minister of State for Agriculture, Marine Resources, and Responsibility for BAMSI. So we have somebody who will be concentrating on BAMSI all together. So that's something to celebrate. Then we have Mr. Kirk Cornish, Minister of State in the Office of the Prime Minister. And we've had a Minister of State in the Office of the Prime Minister in Abaco before. I think that was by Mr. Pinder, who is the former MP for South Abaco. And we see that Kirk Cornish will now be the Minister of State in the Office of the Prime Minister there in Abaco. Then we have Mr. Mikel Barnaby, Minister of State in the Office of the Prime Minister also. So there's two. Then we have Darren Pickstock, Minister of State for Immigration and the Ministry of Foreign Affairs. So he'll be assisting Mr. Mitchell in that ministry. Then we have finally on the list, Mr. Owen Wells, who will be the Minister of State. I'm trying to understand what is here. And it looks like I won't be able to read this last one at all. Minister of State for the Ministry of... And I cannot understand this printout here. But hopefully I'll be able to get a complete list and I'll correct the Owen Wells. I'm sure someone texts me to make sure Owen Wells' name is put on the record that I can see that properly. I'm going to see I get a better, clearer one. Thanks very much, Dwight. Dwight was listening. Let's see the last one. See if I could read that. Owen Wells, Minister of State for the Ministry of Health and Wellness. Thank you. See, this is when your boss listens and see that you're struggling with the printout, the picture that I had. So that's Owen Wells would be filling the last position, Minister of State in the Ministry of Health and Wellness. And that That's the executive branch. I also have a list of parliamentary secretaries, because I think that's a total of 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17, 18, 19, 20, 21, 22, 23, 24, 25, 26, 27. Look like 28, if I didn't count, if I counted correctly, members of parliament, who are over the 32. But let's go to the, let's see if I have that saved someplace. Parliamentary secretaries will be, if Dwight listens, he could send that to me too, you know. Let's see. Five parliamentary secretaries were listed, and I'm bringing up that article right now from the National Guardian. Five parliamentary secretaries sworn in, and those people will be Miss. The newly appointed parliamentary secretaries include Mr. Clint Watson, who is also a senator. So he, Mr. Clint Watson will be a senator for the Progressive Liberal Party and also a parliamentary secretary, right? I don't think he's going to be the general manager of the ZNS anymore, but he definitely has those two positions. PLP MP-elect for Southern Shores, Obi Roberts, who is the MP for Southern Shores, will also be a parliamentary secretary, right? And then there is Mr. Senator Keenan Johnson, secretary and also senator in the Honorable House, in the Honorable Senate there. For Bimini and the Barrie Islands, Mr. Randy Rowell, who will serve as an MP for Bimini and also a parliamentary secretary. And there is the MP-elect for Central and South Abaco, Mr. Bradley Fox Jr. And Mr. Bradley Fox Jr. has come into Bahamian history, and it been mentioned, I think he also mentioned that he's the first person of color, black person, who has ever been the MP for South Abaco. So they are actually heralding and celebrating that as a point of growth in South Abaco. Bradley Fox is the Member of Parliament of South Abaco and also will be a parliamentary secretary. So if we add that into the 28 people a part of the executive and cabinet, and then add these parliamentary secretaries, so 28, 29, 30, 31, 32, 33, that is 32. I think that's 32, then you plus Salvinus Petty and Miss Patricia DeVoe. There only leaves one, it seems. I'm reading now to see if one person who has yet to get a position, I'm not sure when you add it up, who that one person will be, to call the names. There's all kind of chairman positions available, and then that'll be all of the total number of Progressive Liberal Party members there. And then we remember that 1, 2, 3 of the ministers came from the Senate. So that's minus that 3-2. So I just wanted to read that into the record. Of course, you can go and search these things on Guardian newspaper. They have an entire list of who all are the ministers and, of course, who all are the parliamentary secretaries. So you could go and get more detail on that. So I just wanted to go on to that. Also, I wanted to, and I have 45 minutes. I'm going to send this to Kermit because I have a video I want to play into the record. I can explain the video. It's a police in the Turks and Caicos. A police in the Turks and Caicos stopped a resident in the Turks and Caicos for flying, because you know it's Haitian Flag Day and they've been having a number of celebrations. And this police is explaining the law, the Turks and Caicos, or Turks, Caicos, what is the plural for Turks and Caicos people? Turks and Caicos Islanders, I think, Kermit? The Turks, explain to Turks and Caicos Islanders the rules according to their constitution about flying flags. And I'm asking in the Bahamas. The police here was mentioning that they have no problem with you flying flags, right? He cited the law and then fines and everything. And his point is that if you plan to fly a foreign flag in their country, you must also fly their country's flag. And you can call and text me regarding that. What do you think? Is this something that is current in the Bahamas too? Because I heard something similar to that, but I'm not sure about your personal car. Surely you could fly anything. Or is having a flag flying on your car a flag? Because it's not hoisted per se, it's a mimical flag. But this should deserve some discussion in terms of moving forward in the Bahamas. Are we prepared to enforce this law? Are we prepared to remind certain communities that, hey, you can fly your flag, you know. You're free to do anything, but when you fly your flag, remember that you are in the Commonwealth of the Bahamas, and according to the rules and laws of the Commonwealth of the Bahamas, you would, are we going back to the House or to, okay, let's go.
Right at now. The next session of Parliament be held in the city of Nassau and shall commence in the forenoon of Wednesday, 20th day of May, 2026. And whereas it was appointed by the said proclamation that this honorable be duly constituted by the election of members thereto, should meet on the 20th day of May, 2026. And whereas it is the custom and tradition of this House that after being so constituted to inform His Majesty's representative, Her Excellency the Governor General, of that fact, and to know when she will be pleased to receive the honorable House and its Speaker, and whereas it is conducive to good and democratic governance that the business of this House, whenever and wherever possible, to be open and to and conducted in the presence of as many citizens of the Commonwealth of the Bahamas as practicable. And whereas Her Excellency the Governor General has summoned the attendance of members of the House of Assembly to the presence of Her Excellency, be it resolved that this Honorable House do now adjourn to meet immediately after, to meet immediately in the presence of Her Excellency, and as commanded by Her Excellency the Governor General, where she will receive this Honorable House with its Speaker. Be it further resolved that this House do adjourn to meet immediately after the speech from the throne.
Thank you. Honor recognizes the Honorable Member for Golden Gates.
Honorable Speaker, I rise to second the motion.
Thank you, Honorable Members. It has been moved and seconded that the following resolution be agreed. Whereas it was appointed by proclamation dated the 8th day of April, 2026, that the Parliament of the Bahamas be dissolved and the next session of Parliament be held in the city of Nassau and shall commence in the forenoon of Wednesday, 20th day. Of May 2026. Be it now therefore resolved that this Honorable House do now adjourn to meet immediately in the presence of Her Excellency, as is commanded by Her Excellency, the Governor General, where she will receive this Honorable House with its Speaker. Be it further resolved that this House do adjourn to meet immediately after the speech from the throne in the at 5 p.m. in the chamber of the House of Assembly. As many are in favor, will remain seated. Those opposed, and the resolution has been agreed.
All rise.
All rise.
And I'm back again. It's exciting times here. I think I have something that you can play there, Kermit, just so I have some commentary on that. Before the break, we went to the House of Assembly again. I've mentioned that something has happened in Turks and Caicos, and I wonder if this such thing can happen instead of Bahamas. And if you have that queued up, Kermit, play that, and then I'll do some commentary on that. Go ahead, Kermit. And there's a clip from the Turks and Caicos of a police officer stopping, not necessarily detaining, but advising and correcting a resident in the Turks and Caicos. And he has given explanation on why he is doing it, and it's playing right now.
There's a law, Turks and National Flags Ordinance says, if you are going to fly a flag on your vehicle of a foreign nation, you must also fly a flag of Turks and Caicos of the same size. So because you have no flag from Turks and Caicos, you have to take those flags down.
Okay.
It's an offense. $5,000 if you breach the law on that, all right? John ID? Alright, so if you want to have a flag, you can fly one on the left hand side, but Turks and Caicos will not be on the right. But you cannot have this there alone. No flag is to be. You must have two flags. Your one on the left, Turks and Caicos on the right.
So the officer said you must have two flags on your car. Wherever you're flying your flag, you must have two flags on wherever it is you're flying. And if you can fly it on your car, it can be the Turks and Caicos one on the right-hand side. And whatever nationality flag you want to have, it can be on the left-hand side. I do not know if that's an ordinance here into the Bahamas. You can call me. I know there's, in terms of flying flags at official places and at hotels, that a Bahamian flag must be there. And you can call and comment on that. And it's like a conversation that we must held, because if there is ordinances that exist, we know we live in a new dispensation where Bahamians are very prideful and proud people. And we want to celebrate ourselves and recognition of ourselves. We need to enforce the law. We need to enforce a law, arrest anyone or detain or fine anyone. We definitely need to have a time period of educating the general public to say, hey, by the way, we have different types of people inside the Bahamas. And we're just going to let you know that moving forward, we will be enforcing our laws that already exist. And we want you all to know that if you plan to fly your flag, it is reasonable, right? No one should be mad. No one should be vexed. But we're telling you now, you live inside the Bahamas, we expect to see the aquamarine, that gold, right? The aquamarine, that gold, and that black, wherever you plan to put your flag. And I'm sure everyone inside the country understands that. I see I have a caller here. If we do the last minute of the show, let's go to the caller here, Kermit. Guardian Radio AM, the CA Nuri, how can I help you today? Go ahead, caller.
Hey, CA Nuri.
Hey, man.
Yeah, sir. Yeah, man. Like the phone at my ears. What you just was saying just now?
We were talking about the flags and
right. Yeah, because I was holding up the flags. Yeah, Mr. Nuri, that is definitely a law in the Bahamas, right? But that, like you was saying, right? Enforcement, sir. Right? That's our number one issue in this country, right? We just don't enforce the laws, and see when you don't enforce the laws, right? It becomes the law, right?
Mm-hmm. Culture end up dictating to the law.
Yeah, right. See, once the law is not forced, right, whatever that is, right, then the people them have it becomes the norm then for people to keep breaking the law, because they know there is no form of enforcement, and then generations come after those ones and see those things happening who never. But they say this is how it is, because they never stop them, right? Because we have a serious enforcement law, situation in this country. That's one of our major problems, Mr. Nuri. Only that.
And I feel for you, and I agree with you. And perhaps we can lobby now that the law be enforced straight across the board, whatever lands or wherever it falls.
How could we?
We just need to lobby for it. Complain, agitate, demand.
You and others take this initiative and help bring us along, because you get a platform. But at the end of the day, it can take all of us. I agree, and any which way, I can assist other than what I'm doing now. Man, look, I'm willing, right? We have to get this, Mr. Nuri, because again, everything would affect this country is the lack of enforcement, Mr. Nuri.
I appreciate you, and thanks for calling to reiterate that. Thanks again. I would be amiss if I do not read the FNM senators. The FNM senators who were sworn in on Monday were Arinthia Komolafe, who was an FNM candidate, I think, for Carmichael, right? Rick Fox, and we all know who's Ulrich Fox. He was the FNM candidate for Garden Hills. Ellsworth Johnson, who is the FNM candidate for Yamacraw. and Dr. Trevor Johnson. I'm not familiar with who is Trevor Johnson, but I'm sure I'll learn for that. And they all receive their instruments of appointment from the Governor General, Cynthia Pratt, and that happened on Monday. Of course, there was some outcry and criticism regarding Mr. Rick Fox and his recent appointment, but I'm sure that the leader of the opposition, with through consultation of the board of the AFRINIM, concluded who would be the better ones, the best choice at this present time, because, you know, they switched them out all the time. And also, I hear rumors that there is a position of chairmanship may be made available. So perhaps all the jockeying is based on that chair. We'll see how that goes. I have a number of texts, but let's go to this caller here. Go ahead, caller. Guardian Radio AM, you're live.
Yes, Mr. Leary. Hello.
I'm here. Go ahead.
Yeah, as it relates to your conversation about the flag, right? I'm now seeing some cars where people hoist two Haitian flags with no Bahamian flag. So what I'm saying is they have burned the flag, and there's a culture of disrespect in which I see people with these stickers on their car with a certain political party leader believes it gives them the audacity to just show a culture of disrespect on the road, block up the road, block your pathway, et cetera. So what I'm saying is something that I said a long time ago on the radio. The government has created the schism. They have started a flame that they can't tame. They don't want to tame this. And all who are being dismissing our concerns. But what I wanted to say as relates to what you were saying yesterday as relates to Bahamian not listening to their own. During the pandemic, I was correct about many things, and I was giving references to the health professionals and doctors who were spreading the right information, Dr. Gerd van den Bosch, Dr. Mike Eden, et cetera, right? But nobody has apologized. You see, what I'm saying is, do a show on what has the Bahamian people or society learned from the pandemic. That's, you know what it should be? Not to dogmatically, blindly trust status quo narratives and biases. That's what we should have learned. You didn't listen to me. You were one. Maybe you might have been one of the people making a joke saying I was this and this, wasn't this and wasn't that, until I had conversations on Dr. Archer's show and the Nahaja Black show with Dr. Angar Chet and the likes. And they praised me for what I was spewing. But it wasn't personal. No. It was actually spreading the truth. So that's one of the dangers of being blindly dogmatic about your education, et cetera, you know. And you know, I see you had a problem with the word yesterday, but, you know, it doesn't make you, you know, somebody's well-read, they're well-read. You can't just take knowledge away from someone because they are read. That's all I am. I'm not better educated than anybody else. I was just putting the truth out there for people to make their own decisions versus being blindly fooled or conformed. And that's our greatest problem. Conformity will be the death of mankind. Wanting to belong, dying to belong. I hear you saying you was invited to the does that really matter? Man, Mr. Nureen, for me, as a Rasta man, those things are so concerned to be caught up in those type of wrong bong.
Yes. I was invited to by the House of Rastafari too, by Naya Bingi and the Bobo Shante to come and also do some instructions there in terms of what can they do to move to the next level. People tend to invite me a lot of places. Yeah. It is what it is. But let's finish reading this. This is from the flags of the Coat of Arms regulations. This is 9.1. It says, no flag of any foreign nation shall be flown in the Bahamas unless the national flag is also flown. And then it goes to 9.2, paragraph 1. Foreign nation flown on any embassy, consulate, mission, or military establishment of that foreign nation. Let's see if anything else could go on to that. Okay, let me read the third one time. So where flags of foreign nations are flown along with the national flag, they shall be approximately the same size, flown from separate flag staff at the same time and same height as the national flag. So I wanted to read that in. So we know we have people who fly flags. And now they know. Sometimes you just don't know and you just do things contrary. You know now, just correct it. Just quickly correct it. Let's quickly read these. So, good day, Mr. Nureen. As I listen to the formalities being engaged with this opening of the House of Assembly, I feel a resounding realization that this is all just a big show and game. When Madam Speaker gave the invitation for any opposed to the nomination and seconding of the incoming Deputy Speaker to rise, my spirit spoke to me saying, this is just formality for Westminster Protocol. This allows any dissonance from governing members anyway. Let's read one more before I go. Rastaman 52, are you looking to be praised? That's what the question asked just now for text. Good day. Culture should inform law. Heavy is the head that wears the crown from the Ministry of Culture. Okay. This says, Cecil, people blatantly running red lights, turning right to left. We have no police commissioner. Expect nobody to enforce the two-flag rule. You know what other law we have. No citizens should negotiate of cocaine. Oh, for freak's sake. Last one says, CA, you know what would be exciting? To know the name of the parliamentarians who's staining the name of the Bahamas? Whatever. Okay, the referendum was hard on issues. That is why the PLP and others created every scenario to distract from issues. The PLP was very deficient on issues, so focus was on bullying and manipulation of the PR. I said long ago that the election would be determined on strategy and trickery. That's the last text right there. This has been Guardian Radio AM. I have an invited guest tomorrow. It should be interesting. Have a wonderful day.
Guardian Radio 96.9 FM, streaming on GuardianTalkRadio.com and the Guardian Radio app, Nassau, Bahamas.